Governor Cuomo offered a brief explanation of his former aide's involvement in a scandal now encompassing his administration, saying the actions of Joe Prococo were perfectly legitimate. The governor says he knew that when Prococo left his $156,000-a-year state job to manage Cuomo's 2014 reelection campaign, that Prococo would also work for private clients. But he says that's about all he knew about the situation.
Joe left the state service and went into the private sector. He consulted for my campaign. I knew he might be accepting consulting arrangements with other companies. But beyond that, no.
What Cuomo says he did not know was reported by Prococo in financial disclosure forms with the State Ethics Commission in mid-2015. Prococo said he received up to $125,000 for consulting work from two companies, Clough Harbor Associates and Core Development. Both are heavily involved in Cuomo's economic development projects, including the Buffalo Billion. But Cuomo says it's legal for someone to do that.
Can you leave state service and then represent companies that deal with the state? Yes, you can. You can't appear on their behalf before the state. There's a ban, 2-year ban, where you can't appear before the state for that company, but you can represent that company.
It's unknown exactly what kind of consultation that Prococo provided and whether it did involve representing the clients before state government. Prococo's lawyer is not responding. The man that Andrew Cuomo once described as his father's third son returned to the Cuomo administration in December 2014. He was eventually paid over $175,000 a year. He left in January of 2016. Cuomo said at the time that Prococo had said he needed to make more money. Reform advocates say perhaps the governor and his former top aide have discovered what they call a sweet spot, a loophole in the state's lobbying laws. Blair Horner is with the New York Public Interest Research Group.
What we know and what has been reported could mean that there's a gaping hole in New York's ethics laws where you can leave government, work for a campaign, and be allowed to have outside clients. And as long as you're not representing them before the government, it could, depending how it happened, be perfectly legal, and then go back into government. Now, the question then, there's lots of questions that come out of that, of course, in terms of what was he doing for the money with those companies, and did he bring their perspective to the governor when he went back on staff?
Horner questions why Governor Cuomo was not more curious about Prococo's other clients during the time Prococo managed the governor's reelection campaign. It was, after all, during the same time period that the U.S. attorney, who's now investigating the scandal, was probing the premature closure of Cuomo's Moreland Act ethics panel.
If someone's going to run my campaign and also is going to have private clients, I would ask them who those clients were and expect that they would be removed from any policy-making decisions that affect those clients. That's the appropriate way to deal with it.
Horner says at the very least, Prococo should have asked for an opinion from the state's Joint Commission on Public Ethics. It's not known if Prococo did so. Those opinions are kept secret. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.